Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, September 19, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of nonprofit news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin, starting off with our first headline.
September, a month for sickle cell awareness. In the month of September, communities nationwide unite to observe National Sickle Cell Awareness Month. This significant period serves as a crucial opportunity to enhance awareness about sickle cell disease, a hereditary blood disorder impacting millions of individuals and their families. A fundraising initiative has been introduced, featuring exciting giveaways aimed at engaging and inspiring public support. A percentage of the proceeds from the sale of high-quality Blue Sky scrubs and comfortable women's stretch scrubs will be directed to organizations committed to sickle cell research and patient support. Throughout the month, educational content will also be disseminated to inform the public about sickle cell disease, its symptoms, and the significance of research and support. By participating in this initiative, individuals can contribute to a significant cause while enjoying high-quality apparel that reflects their commitment to making a difference.
Lights, laughter, and L'chaim. Boca International Jewish Film Festival returns for 2026 with expanded lineup and early celebrations. The third annual Boca International Jewish Film Festival is set to return in 2026 with an expanded lineup and early celebrations. The festival will feature powerful stories, vibrant culture, and cinematic magic for South Florida audiences. Pre-festival events in January will include a big reveal on January 14th and a Cinebash opening celebration on January 26. Festival screenings will take place at Cinemark Palace 20 from February 21st to February 28th, Movies of Delray from March 1st to March 15th, and Paragon Theater Deerfield from March 18th to March 26. Co-founder Wendy Honig expressed excitement for the upcoming festival, promising a diverse selection of films that reflect the global Jewish experience. For tickets and more information, visit the Boca International Jewish Film Festival website.
Weedman rolls out second annual grassroots giving food drive. Weedman is gearing up for their second annual grassroots giving food drive after a successful first year where they collected over 76,000 pounds of food. From September 8th to November 21st, Weedman franchisees across North America will partner with local food banks to collect non-perishable items for donation. Customers can leave donations on their front porch on their scheduled lawn service day. The most needed items include canned goods, pasta, rice, and peanut butter. Awards will go to franchisees who collect the most food. CEO Jen Lemke is excited to see the impact this year. For more information, customers can contact their local Weedman location or visit the Grassroots Giving website.
Latino families are building wealth through short-term rentals, according to new survey. Latinos across the U.S. are increasingly using short-term rentals to build wealth, according to a survey by the Hispanic Wealth Project and Airbnb. With over 70% of respondents viewing hosting as a long-term wealth-building strategy, and more than 90% of Latino hosts still active, the trend is clear. Short-term rentals not only provide extra income but also boost local economies, with nearly 50% of guest spending happening in neighborhoods. The goal is to increase Latino investment property ownership by 25% by 2034, and partnerships with platforms like Airbnb are key to achieving that. By tapping into their entrepreneurial spirit, Latinos are finding new ways to generate income and build wealth for the future. Alzheimer's Community Care announces specialized adult Alzheimer's Day Center funding for new participants. Alzheimer's Community Care announces additional funding for specialized day center attendants, covering expenses for up to 58 participants with dementia-related disorders. The funding will provide care 5 days a week for 8 months at ACC's specialized adult Alzheimer's Day centers in Palm Beach, Martin, and St. Lucie counties. These centers offer caregivers a break while providing enrichment activities like art therapy and music therapy. ACC President and CEO David Franklin expressed gratitude for the investment, emphasizing their commitment to compassionate care. Limited spaces are available, so interested individuals should contact the intake department at 561-683-2700. Alzheimer's Community Care has been supporting families in South Florida dealing with Alzheimer's for over 20 years, offering hope through community-based care.
Oregon Native brings leading dog daycare to Hillsboro. Dogtopia, the nation's leading dog wellness franchise, is opening a new location in Hillsboro on September 29th. Dogtopia of Hillsboro will provide award-winning dog daycare, boarding, and spa services. The grand opening weekend will offer unlimited weekly daycare for $79 per week for a year, along with a free Dash activity monitor and full-service bath. Owned by Jeremy Schidner, Dogtopia of Hillsboro focuses on socialization, exercise, and education in a safe environment. The facility creates 30 jobs and allows team members to bring their dogs to work. Dogtopia Foundation supports service dogs for veterans, therapy dogs for students, and employment initiatives for adults with autism. For more information, call 971-332-8787 or visit the Dogtopia website. $10 million MathWorks gift powers Appalachian Mountain Club's permanent protection of Barnard Forest. The Appalachian Mountain Club announced the completion of the acquisition of the Barnard Forest in Maine's 100-mile wilderness thanks to a $10 million gift from MathWorks. This secures nearly 29,000 acres of habitat and marks a milestone in the AMC's Maine Woods Initiative. The gift from MathWorks enabled the organization to finalize the purchase years ahead of schedule, accelerating conservation outcomes in one of the most ecologically important landscapes in the eastern United States. The Barnard Forest, a working forest in Piscataquis County, includes critical spawning grounds for endangered salmon and habitat for native trout. Under AMC's stewardship, the forest will support restoration forestry, habitat connectivity, and climate adaptation, contributing to rural economic growth and ecological continuity. Western Sports Foundation announces the Western Social, a celebration of community, culture, and giving to benefit rodeo athletes. The Western Sports Foundation has announced the Western Social, a new fundraising event to support rodeo athletes. Taking place on September 25, 2025 in Fort Worth, Texas, this event aims to connect guests with the mission of supporting athletes. Attendees can enjoy fair-inspired games, a silent auction, and interactive giving stations. The event will blend fun and philanthropy, giving the community a chance to see the impact of their generosity on rodeo athletes and their families. Funds raised will support athletes through financial assistance, mental health support, and educational programs. Tickets are available now for this exciting event, celebrating community, culture, and giving.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.